The way I remember it, and please, if I get anything wrong, feel free to correct me on this.
Memory is such a funny thing, because I will, but go ahead. Yes.
All right. So I believe we met very briefly at Social Media Marketing World in San Diego. Mm-hmm. On the first day, second day, I don't know what day, but it was outside on the beautiful little patio area, whatever you want to call it. And you were sitting with two other people, and I knew one of those two other people. And so I kind of sat down, because if I don't introduce myself, no one's going to wait for, you know, hey, who are you? It's always better to just sit down and barge in like a pit bull. And you were there, and we talk a little bit. I find out you're a realtor from up in Canada, British Columbia, to be specific, and to be hyper specific, Vancouver.
Yeah, that's right.
He asks questioningly. And I went, oh, good, I want to talk to you or something, whatever, because social media and realtors to me is a huge area of possibility for any realtor. And yet I see so few realtors actually taking advantage of it. But this is not about real estate and stuff. I want to talk about Leah Bach. So first, correct me. What did I say wrong about when we met and how we met?
I don't remember being outside, and I'll tell you why. Because I was a little nervous that I had the COVID when I went down there, which I didn't, because I knew that it wasn't congestion. But I was so sick and on cold medicine that I remember like nothing from the first day. I remember you. I remember meeting you, but I don't remember the detail because I was so congested that I was taking the cold medicine. I hadn't slept well. I had taken the flight down. I had gone out and done the first day. And I went to bed at like 8 o'clock that night, exhausted. And I was exhausted for the first 3 days of Social Media Marketing World. And I was afraid they weren't going to let me on the plane because I got sicker.
Oh, wow. That's awfully scary, especially when you're in a foreign country, much less a foreign country with punitive measures for those who are not from that country.
Well, exactly. And I was really nervous about it because, one, I had the COVID conversation had already started. Like in Canada, we had already started like taking the beginning of preventative measures back then. And so I was on the plane and I was a little nervous, and I was saying to people on the plane in the cab, I don't have the COVID. I have a cold. It's all congested in the face. That's not a symptom of this condition. But nobody in America cared.
Yeah. I believe me, when I was flying out there, I'm looking for where are the masks on TSA people. Yeah. You know, where are the masks? And no one was wearing them. I saw one family that had masks on, and that was it for the entire two flights to San Diego. But enough about COVID.
Yeah. So I remember us meeting. I remember your card. I remember your discussion about being organic. I'm going to say unaffected branding.
Yeah. You know, nonfiction branding is what I call it. Yeah. But yeah.
Which is the thing that I find so attractive about it. And it was so compelling when we were talking. And that part I didn't forget was because I believe that that is the authenticness of it is the nut of what I am trying to do, is to be vulnerable enough to show people who I really am.
Oh my God. I love you. I love you because you get it. Seriously, you get it. And you know, I'll be honest with you. When we met, we exchanged cards, and I collect cards because I'm always looking for people to be on the podcast, and especially interesting people who I think are authentic. But then, you know, I go into their social feeds and I see they're doing the same kind of veneer marketing. You know, it's like I slap on a layer of Gucci on me or Versace or something like that, as opposed to, no, are you kidding? I by the way, I just watched one of your videos. I think it was on your Facebook feed, which is no makeup, no nothing. And you're totally okay with that. Talk about that in a minute.
Sure.
What happened was when I got back here and I'm going through the business cards, looking for people I definitely wanted to talk to, I look at yours and go, oh, realtor. I definitely want to look at that. So I go to your website. No, I think I did a photo search for you. And the first thing I saw that made me just so excited was you behind the wheel of what looks to be like a 1970s vehicle of some sort. Is it like a seafoam green or something like that?
Yeah, it actually, that color drove, like I had started with the Tiffany blue, little starchy, little more sooty kind of branding, because this has been a 12-year evolution, right? So I went from that, and then that color sort of, it led me into softening the blue a lot more and lightening up the signature and making it more organic. Like I was going to use my real signature, but I write like a doctor.
Right.
And so it just looks like, ugh, it's a little too much, right? It needs to be identifiable. I've been writing my name so long, it's really just an L with a line. Yeah, so that color led me into this other blue that I use in the branding.
I want to invite anybody who might be listening to go to leahbach.com. That's LEAHBACH.com. And you'll see right there on her front page, her homepage, exactly what I'm talking about. The kind of seafoam green. But that photo, it's the Meet Leah photo. It's right next to the copy that says, with years of experience helping local buyers and sellers just like yourself, blah, 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 blah. That photo is what got me excited, because in that photo, I see your personality. I see your comfortable in your own skinness. I see your, hey, I'm not going to hard sell you. I'm going to try to find a place that meets your needs and your budget. And don't be surprised if I take you to a place and you might go, oh my God, are you kidding? And I'm going to say, wait a minute, let's go inside. Number one, it's going to be below market value because it needs some work. But the house I know you want, we can make out of this house and listing, and I'll be there every step of the way. What part of that description have I screwed up?
That's exactly what I do with the piece of, I see the potential for you based on, because I do a lot of research on my people. Like, we sit down and I do an intake with them. I want to understand exactly who they are and where they want to be and what they want. And then I've seen a lot of things. I can tell by looking at the picture of a listing whether or not that's going to be a fit or not, based on what they've told me about their architecture, or the fact that they're flexible on the architecture, but they must have south-facing backyard, southeast, southwest, you know, there are options as well. So I play the devil's advocate. I believe the perfect home is like a man. It's 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
You got an 8 out of 10. That's a solid yes in my book.
Oh my God. I think with my wife, she got more like a 3 out of 10, but she's made me an 8. Exactly. I was a fixer-upper.
Need a little polish, a little sanding, a little stain, a lot of love.
Well, I will say that she's done all that and it appears to be working pretty well. Great. I don't know about that, but for sure, but or certainly not from a woman's point of view, but it's working for me. So
perfect.
This episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast is brought to you by Culture Chicken Brand Egg. What's that? It's one of my most requested presentations, now available as in-person live or virtual online presentations. If you've got a group or association that loves presentations that inspire, inform, entertain, and get you going at the same time, we should talk. Head on over to dpknewton.com/speaking to download my full speaker media kit today. And let's start talking about how I can help you get your party started.
That photo grabbed me because everything you just said is represented in that photo.
It's in the nose. It's the scrunch.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listeners, if you aren't going to go to her website, let me just describe it. She's got this smile on her face that has a kind of scrunched up nose. She's leaning on the door frame or the window frame of the car. She's looking at you. She's got the coloring of a California beach girl. You know, she looks very comfortable in the clothes she's wearing. I couldn't recognize a designer, anything on you at all, because obviously that's not important. And even if you have makeup on, it's that makeup that is so good, you can't tell there's makeup on, that kind of bare minerals thing or something like
that.
Yeah, yeah. And I look at that and without going into a great level of detail about my background, I've been a creative director at ad agencies for a long time. But before that, I was an actor. And as an actor, you have to think in terms of characters, you know, and ideally the best actors create authentic characters, meaning they are true to the essence of that character. So in my case, I look at this and I put on the hat of a female who might be interested in finding a new home or whatever. I've got concerns. I'm a little bit scared. Our budget isn't that big, but I have huge dreams. I don't want to go to a realtor who's going to make me feel small. I want more to talk to someone who's like, don't worry, we'll figure this out together. And that's what I get. I look at that photo and it's like, oh, let's go get coffee. Because I guarantee you, we'll talk about homes for 20 minutes and then spend the rest of the 2 hours talking about our kids, schools, movies, you know, whatever girlfriends talk about. Because I look at that and say, that would be my best girlfriend for a night out, for a coffee, for a concert, for a let's get together and bitch about our paramours, whatever.
I think that for me, what I have as the hallmark of a successful real estate deal is that most of the people that I deal with become super good friends, like really, truly that they become advocates for my business and they love me. They send me notes about their kids. They invite me to the kids' birthday parties. They're like, we're doing something on Friday night. If you're going to be in the neighborhood, why don't you stop by? Because my goal, my idea of real estate is this. Do you remember that old commercial about cotton, like the fabric of your life? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We're old enough for that, right? Okay. So what I view it is that real estate is a short and intense relationship. It's a lot of money. People don't do it very often. And I want to be that single thread in the fabric of these people's lives that helps them where they want to be. Like I'm a small piece of a very big thing. And it's a very important piece. It's their future. It's the dream. And so I'm going to get weepy. So that's what I want, is I want to be that important thread, the one that they tell their parents about, the one they tell their friends about, the ones that took care of them when their emotions are running high and their brains aren't maybe working, but I keep them focused and we're on the plan and they get where they want to be, making the choices themselves. My job as a consultant, I give them information. I help them make choices based on what they've told me is important to them. That's what I see my role being. And I'm just a regular person. I'm not perfect. I don't want to be seen to be perfect. I want to have relationships of integrity, trust, love.
Okay. As frequent listeners of the Nonfiction Podcast know, I love to back up and underline or highlight something that a guest has said that I want to make sure that, one, you understand where I'm coming from, but two, you should be excited about this. And that is, you didn't say anything about selling a home or transactions. You hinted at having a lifetime relationship with customers. But more importantly than that, and the thing I want to underline, is that analogy, that metaphor that you had about where you want to be in people's life. You don't expect to be a big part of their fabric, but you want to be one thread within the fabric of that life. Ideally, that's going to help them keep them strong and safe and well cared for throughout the entire thing. And the thing I'm underlining here is the fact that in your head, you're saying, and probably to yourself, I am a thread in their life.
Yes.
What will keep me a valued thread within their life? How can I support that? How can I work toward that? And it becomes a lens you look for, a prism you test ideas through to say, is this going to enhance my threadness within their life? Or is it going to damage it?
It's that you got to keep the end always in mind. It's like raising children. Do you have children?
Yes.
But with them, the raising of the children, the process is the same. You start with the end in mind. You don't abdicate your relationship. You don't stop being a parent. But you got to balance that off. And where do we want to be when you're your own adult? Where do we want to be when the future is you don't live at home anymore? We want you to want to come back and reconnect. No, that's always start with the end in mind.
Ah, I love that. That's why when I started looking at your website, I'm like, God, I got to talk to her, because I have worked on the branding side with a number of realtors, and one of them has embraced everything we've worked on brilliantly. Another one was like, and she didn't want to do the work that was involved. You know, when I say she didn't want to do the work, what do I mean? Well, one of the things that we talked about was anytime there's a new listing, get your phone out and start doing a video tour of the listing, you know, quick and dirty. Don't worry about a crane. Don't worry about a drone. Just get in there and say, oh my gosh, anyone who's interested in the blank, blank neighborhood, you need to talk to me about this house because it is two blocks from a school. It's walkable to five different coffee shops. And if you're the type of person who wants an urban experience, but with a neighborhood feel, this is a house you should be considering. I don't have time to show you the whole thing, but take a look at this one key feature, you know, whatever it is, gorgeous backyard, you know, a swimming pool, you know, the man cave in the basement, or, you know, that
attribute,
one.
The one thing, the two things.
Right. But not the whole tour.
No, it's boring for one thing. I mean, the reality is that I think that you have to tell the story of the home. Most homes are bought by people who have a vision or a dream of their future. How will I live here? And so it's like, appealing to the dog walkers and the joggers and the guys that want to have a pool table in the basement and somebody would work on their motorbike. It's not a big garage. It's a garage for...
Oh my God, you are exactly right. It's a garage for anybody who loves toys like ATVs and motorcycles. And yeah, it's a great place to winter your boat. Because here in Wisconsin, you know, Wisconsin's like Canada. You know, it gets cold. You know, you're a lot warmer during the winter than we are. But if you love boats where I'm from, having a 3-car garage is not a luxury. It's a necessity. To have a 7-car garage is a luxury. You know, so if you've got this 5-car garage, that's the feature that's going to drive the most people to come talk to you about it, especially when you set up that story. It's not just about the garage. It's about how many, okay, quick one. How many toys do you have? And by toys, I mean things with motors. I'm talking, yeah, exactly. Motorcycles, ATVs, boats, even a snowblower.
5.
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden, you don't need a 2-car garage. You don't need a 3-car garage. Well, if that's you, take a look at this house because you're not selling the house. You're selling the lifestyle.
Yeah, I love it. Exactly. Yeah, it is. My job is to decode what it is people want to do with this property when I'm going to convey it to them. And part of that conveying is also reducing buyer friction. I find that the advertising, quote unquote, of these properties is that people don't use their imagination. That's my job. I give them their imagination and say, look at the potential for this home and hopefully hit the notes for people. You guys don't call them hydro lines. We call them hydro lines, the power towers.
The big power lines?
Power lines. Yeah.
Yeah.
We call them hydro towers here. So here, because they sort of like dissect part of Vancouver, there's like a row of them that dissect. There are people that won't live on them because they think that they're unsafe.
Right.
But the people who are dog walkers and runners and want to have more garden space than they want to pay taxes on, a hydro line is a win.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't take the hydro line pictures out because guess what? The house is never going to not be on the power line. That's one. And two, I market to people that want to have the other things that a hydro line provides for them.
No. And what you mean by that is that the hydro line, or what we would call power line, has space underneath it that must be kept clear. No trees or anything like that could interfere with the power lines. So you've literally got green space.
Yes.
And what I'm hearing you say is, if you're a gardener and you live on that line, you could creep over into that area and build a mammoth vegetable garden and an herb garden and a flower garden and probably sneak in a couple of seeding features within it, as long as it doesn't impede the workers on the line. And so for the right person, they're like, oh my God, I got an extra 3 acres of land and I'm not paying for it.
Exactly. Same with the dog walkers. Like there's one area where the dog walkers all meet 3 times a day. And so I advertise to people who have active dogs so I put the sign on the hydro line side and on the street side so that when the dog walkers go by, they go, oh, look, that house is for sale. I've always wanted to live here because I'm here 3 times a day.
Do you hear how smart that is and strategic that is? Yeah. Because I guarantee you most of the realtors who tour that thing go, oh, this is, no, I can't sell this. Exactly. Why? And because they haven't figured out how to sell it via story.
Still, out of all of the agents working in those areas, only one I ever see still to this day put those signs on the other side. It's still me. And I'm always like, people, this is so easy. It's like low-hanging fruit. You have the people who want to be here walking past it every day, every couple of days. That's who usually buys.
I hate to say it, but you're thinking in terms of the characters of the individuals that you might be selling to. Yep. Not every character is going to want that, the same way that not every character is going to want a house on a boat in the bay someplace.
And fair enough.
There are people who would kill to have a house on a boat in the bay. Hey, nonfiction branders, did you know I wrote a book? Well, I did, and it's called Rotoma, the ROI of Social Media Top of Mind. I wrote it with my colleague Spencer X. Smith, and it's all about Rotoma, an acronym that means Return on Top of Mind Awareness.
Best-selling author and NYU Stern School of Business professor Scott Galloway called it a book that starches the fluff from social media and helps managers allocate capital and find the unicorn among unicorns, ROI. And Chief Content Officer at Marketing Profs, Ann Handley, said, "This isn't just a practical way to think about the return on social media. It's also a spot-on, accurate way to reframe your social efforts." Check out all the 5-star reviews on Amazon by searching Rotoma, ROTOMA. Pick up your copy today and start building your personal, professional, and small business brand the Rotoma way.
That's what's so exciting about meeting Leah. You're a realtor who gets it. And I don't just mean how to sell real estate that other real estate agents might turn their nose up at, but also how to sell yourself as a personal brand. And we're going to talk about that extensively in our second episode, but I just want to tease some of that and the depth that I hope we'll go into. So I'm going to ask you right now, if you feel comfortable about this.
Sure.
The thing I'm going to ask you about, and the only reason I'm asking is because you brought it up in your comedy set that is on YouTube, and you can say no, and anything that you say, I can edit out. So don't worry about that. But you have reached what I call your X years. And for different people, it means different things. For me, it meant you're experienced, you're excellent at what you do, you're expensive, and therefore expendable. You know, whenever there's a downturn, or in the case of an ad agency, we lose a client, we cut heads. And by the way, the easiest one to cut is the most expensive person on the payroll.
Interesting.
There's another X, and we don't have to go here. Believe me, I only bring it up because you talked about it rather vociferously in your set. You've recently gotten out of a marriage.
Yes.
And now are both completely free to be whoever you are and want to be. And the opposite side of that coin is the sheer terror of being completely free and able to be exactly who you want to be.
Sure.
Is that an area we can cover in our second episode?
We have lots to talk about. I'm an open book. If I don't want to talk about, like if it goes too deep, too close, and those wouldn't be the areas I'm particularly scared of, I'll let you know, but we're good.
All right. Well, consider that a tease for next week's episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast. For now, I'm going to wrap up this episode by saying I would love for you to like, subscribe, refer, and review this episode and this podcast to anyone that you think might enjoy it. And please, that review part is hugely helpful in helping people find this podcast. So please like, subscribe, refer, and review. I'm DP Knutton for the Nonfiction Brand Podcast, and she is
Leah Bach from Remax Performance in Vancouver, British Columbia.
And we'll be talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.